Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, what up, friend? Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. You giving me your time, your energy, and your attention. It means the world, and I want to do something special today again. I'm probably going to get in trouble by my publisher, but who cares? I want to share a principle from my book, Protect Your Peace. And I'm still going to be podcast Trent. I'm not just going to be reading. I'm going to stop, you know, give some insight, give some energy. But if you haven't pre-ordered this book, please do it. We're so close to hitting bestseller lists. We're so close to impacting more lives, and I need your help, truthfully. So thank you. I appreciate you. And let's dive right into this. Principle, trust your vision. Share your vision cautiously. If you connect it with a vision that is meant for your life, I understand why you want to bring that vision to the world around you. But take it from me. This is the number one reason why so many dreams are annihilated before they even have a chance to be born. You know what the good news is, though? You don't have to let the failures of others affect your success. Don't let their limitations become yours. Their fears shouldn't shape your faith. I'm gonna say that again. Their fears shouldn't shape your faith. One more time, find your glasses and put them back on. And I want to pause right here. The glasses that I'm talking about are those power lenses you're going to read about in this book, those lenses of how you see the world. Because there's a few things that shape our reality, my friend. And one of those things are belief. I'm going to talk about this probably on Wednesday, so I won't talk about it too much here, but it's belief. Right? The belief in yourself, the belief in your vision, the belief in your dream, the belief in that mission that's in your heart. And a lot of times our belief is killed because we allow other people's fears to shape our faith. We allow other people's impossibilities to become ours. We allow other people's lack of understanding to keep us in a place where we feel like we can't do it because we're so misunderstood. And I want to tell you right now, when you're doing something great, when you're doing something powerful, when you're doing something big, when you're doing something legendary, it's often going to be misunderstood because people don't have the same lenses on as you. They're not looking through the world and at the world through possibility. They're looking at the world through impossibility. So they can't see what you see. They can't visualize what you're having a vision towards. And I see so many people's dreams get killed before they ever have a chance to be born. They get annihilated before they ever get participated. And so I want you to understand that you got to keep those glasses back on. And people might laugh at you. You ever seen somebody with glasses and they always get joked on, as we say, high-sided, where I'm from in Texas? and they make fun of that person because they look different in their glasses. It's no different when you have those power vision glasses on. You're going to look different to people. You're going to look funny to people because they're not going to understand it. Back to the book. One more time. Find your glasses and put them back on. And be careful not to share your vision with the wrong people. I'm sorry, I got to stop again. Who are the wrong people? The wrong people are the people that have never did anything with their life. The people that you know will shoot down your vision. The people that you know will plant more fears in your life. The people that you know that have never done it, have never been it, never want to go achieve anything with their life. The people that are not dreamers. The people that are not visionaries. The people that are not participators in their game of life and their visions and what they're trying to do. These are the people that's on the bench. Not even on the bench. These people that's in the stands. Not even in the stands. These people aren't even in the gym. They have no idea. It's kind of like if you were playing sports. Would you take advice from a person who's never played your sport? Would you take advice from a person that says, yeah, I've never heard of football before, but you shouldn't play it. I've never even seen it, but you shouldn't play it. It's the same when you're taking your vision to the wrong people. And sometimes the right people aren't your people, quote unquote. Sometimes the right people are strangers. Sometimes the right people are people you never thought you would connect with, but they're dreamers. They're participators. They're trying to make it happen with their life. Back to the book. In fact, remember, you don't have to share it openly with anyone. Share it by living it and leading the way and leave the talking to others. Less announcements and more achievements. This year is going to be about less announcements and more achievements. Do you hear me? Less announcements, say it with me, and more achievements. Now, I'm not saying that you have to keep your vision entirely under wraps. You know, who among us couldn't use some encouragement and support? The key to protecting your vision is to be very select about who you're asking to have your back. Do you see it as wise to share your dreams with those that aren't dreamers? To share your visions with those that aren't visionaries? Why would you take advice on your vision from someone who quit on theirs? If you do share your vision with anyone, make sure it's someone you trust, a proven source of support, someone who not only has your back, but also has accomplished a level of success that your vision is heading towards. How do you figure out ahead of time who these people are, though? Let me give you some tips. There are two type of people who may project fear, doubt, and limitations onto your life. Those who do it intentionally, aka haters, and those who do it unintentionally because they're trying to protect you. There's not much you can do about the first group, the haters. If someone's looking to tear you down, they'll tear you down for anything and everything. Win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they'll find something negative to say about it. You just got to tune them out entirely. Whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, you got to realize that it's just not for them. The second group tends to be composed of friends and family and others who have your best interests at heart, but really have no idea about the vision that's been put in your heart. We'll take a closer look at them in the next section of this chapter. Here, I'll just give you the bottom line, which is one of those hard truths I talked about at the beginning of this book. Not everyone will understand what's been given to you, and you alone to do in your life. Too close bias. Hey, this is one of my favorite things to teach on, by the way. Oh my gosh. This one right here is the one. I want to give you this quote. God didn't give them the vision, so stop expecting them to see it. I want you to write that down and share it. I want you to put that somewhere on your mirror, because you got to understand this. And I'll give you a quick story with my vision. Like, nobody saw my vision. People that I love didn't see it. People around me didn't see it. And it didn't make them bad people. It's just they didn't see it. And I'm going to be real with you. Like, my vision was so grand. My vision would seem so impossible. It was even hard for me to see it. So why am I expecting somebody else to truly get it? But the people that have done something that seemed impossible, they kind of understood it. They say, yeah, I don't really know how you're going to do it, but I believe that you can do it. So you got to understand, like, it's going to be very rare to find somebody who really sees exactly what's been given to you, because it's been given to you. Yes, sometimes I feel like God might give some validation or some verification. It's a better word, to somebody around you, maybe through a dream, right? Maybe through a vision. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. And so many of us, what we do is, like, we have sit on our hands. We have sit on our butts. We have done nothing with our life because we're waiting on people around us to see it and get it. And that's our whole excuse for the rest of our life. You got to stop that. Life is too short. Is that going to be your life story? Oh, the reason I didn't go do what was in my heart to do, because everybody didn't see my heart. Everybody didn't see my vision. I was misunderstood. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, you're going to be misunderstood. Genius is misunderstood at first. Legendary is misunderstood at first. Nobody understands it until you make it happen. And so when I first started in this journey, my friend, nobody thought I could go across the world. Nobody thought that I would have 1 billion video views and all these things that I have now. Nobody thought that. And now, since I'm doing it, it's easier for people to believe in a vision that I cast, because they see that I made my vision come true time after time again, of course, with God's help and y'all's support. So they'll start to believe in you more once you start to achieve more. But don't take it personal. Everybody isn't a hater in your life. Some people just have never participated in their own dreams. Some people literally have lived their whole entire life building somebody else's dreams. And that's not a bad thing, especially when you're part of a team where there's a congruent purpose and mission and meaning. But some people have literally built somebody else's dreams that they had no liking in the dreams, no liking in the business, no liking in the job. It was just a job for them. They've always been a follower, never been a leader. So you can't expect somebody who's always been a follower to understand a leader's focus, to understand a leader's vision, to understand a leader's idea, a leader's dream. You can't expect that. Let's get back to the book. What I'm going to say next, many readers will find it hard to believe. Others will be nodding their head like, yep, I see that all the time. It's something I like to call the too close bias, TCB. Here's what it means. The people you've grown up with, your friends, family, whoever is truly familiar with your life, may actually be at the top of the list of who not to share your dreams and visions with. Think about it. Of course, you'll be excited to share your dreams with the ones you care about most. I totally understand that. I've been there. I did that. Not no more, though. Imagine a few different scenarios with me here, though. Maybe you tell your parents about a vision you want to go after, only to hear them say, well, you know, Johnny, so much can go so wrong. Maybe you should go the safer route. Or maybe you tell your friends, your homies, your day ones. I remember when I told someone of mine about the new direction I wanted to take. They looked at me sideways and was like, okay, good luck with that, bro. I sense that they just saw me as Trent. They knew growing up, not the Trent I was becoming. And I want to say something. I said a powerful quote It's actually on my Instagram from a speaking engagement. And I said, a lot of times your friends and your family and people that you knew, they tie you to your past, right? They tie you to who was beneficial for them or who they really enjoyed. And so when you go to live this new life, when you go to pursue this new thing, it's often hard for them to change their perception of you, right? It's hard for them to change their prescription towards you because they're so used to seeing you a certain way. So most people around you are not going to change their prescription in what you're becoming. They're going to keep their prescription of who you were. So you have to realize this truth, and I want you to write this down. They knew you. They don't know you. I'm going to let that sit in your soul for a little bit, my friend. Because I know you might be dealing with a situation where there's so many people that knew you. And that's all they judge you by. That's all they hold you to. And when you want to become this new being and start this new beginning, they don't believe in you like you thought they should. They don't support you like you thought they should. They don't give you the encouragement that you hope that they would give you. But you remember this. They knew you. They don't know you. And some people don't want to get to know the new you because the new you is not beneficial to them. The new you doesn't maybe come with the same benefits the old you used to come with. So on this journey of change, don't judge yourself based upon somebody else's misunderstanding of who you are becoming. And it happens so many times in my path, y'all. It still happens. Like, I know who Trent is. I went to high school with him. He ain't like that. Oh, man. Trent talking all that motivation. I remember when. And I always tell people, I'm glad you remember when. Now I'm about to show you my now. I'm glad you remember when. Because I remember when. I remember when I was broken. I remember when I was doing not anything with my life. I remember when I had a dream inside me that I was keep silent because I was so afraid to be judged, like I'm being judged right now. I remember when. But now I'm experiencing my best life. So you can keep on living in your remember wins. I'm going to keep winning in my nows. Yeah. Back to the book. This touches on a fear I often talk about, the fear of the past. This can refer to the fear some people have that you were growing out of who you used to be, and you may actually outgrow them. They may be afraid that they'll lose out on something they're getting from you if you outgrow your current situation and they don't choose to grow with you. And please understand what I just said. They're choosing not to grow with you. You ain't leaving them behind. Don't let people put that on you. Think about it. They are cut from the same cloth as you, but suddenly you start doing better. When you take off to the stars, it can remind them of their own lack of growth and what they ain't doing with their life. The fear of the past can also refer to something inside of you too. Maybe you like some things about your past and you are afraid of outgrowing that version of yourself as well as the people who are around you then. Any of this sound familiar? Can you relate? The fact is, some people are just too close to you to see the greatness within you and how far you can truly take it. Repeat that, Trent. Some people are just too close to you, too familiar with you. They know you too well to see the greatness within you and how far you can truly take it. They are so blinded by the familiarity of who you are are, who you were, that they cannot see what you are meant to become. But listen, nobody is an island. We all need a little support now and then. So you may ask, where is that support supposed to come from then? If it's not the people that are closest to you. Listen to me and listen to me clear. One of the best things that you can do with your vision is to bring it to the outside world, to those who are not yet close to you. When you step outside your close circle, away from those who are locked in to a preconceived idea of who you are and what you're all about, you become that magnet that we discussed in the last chapter. You attract those who need your vision. You'll find people who identify with where you're coming from and identify with your message. And they will be the ones who end up benefiting from your vision. In turn, that love and energy is reciprocated back to you, creating greater good in the world. That's when the Lion King finally makes sense and you experience the circle of life. Go ahead and cue that music. But seriously, take a minute and think about your favorite restaurant. Someplace local that's been there for you year after year, where you're a key part of the clientele, keeping it open and thriving. Now, let me ask you, did you know the owner when you started going? Did you start going there as a favor to somebody? Maybe one of you out of 100 will say yes. Before the other 99, the answer is no. The restaurant owners had to rely on two things for success. Their ability to smoke a mean brisket. Ooh, I'm hungry right now for some. Golly. Okay, my bad. I'm getting distracted. Their ability to smoke a mean brisket and the taste buds of complete strangers. I'm going to say this again. And listen, their ability to smoke a mean brisket, right? They had to rely on that for the success. They had to be talented. They had to have something worth giving to the world, okay? I want to be clear about that, because we live in a time where we think we can just put out average or okay, and we expect everybody to support it. We expect everything from that to achieve great heights and success. Nah, you got to be able to do it at a high level. Let's not get it twisted. But the second part, like, really hear that. And I want to take time with this. I don't want you to overlook this little section in this book, because the second thing that I said was the taste buds of complete strangers. Like, if you think about any restaurant, I'm talking about barbecue because I'm a Texas boy, and man, I love some great barbecue. But if you think about any restaurant, any business, the only way they are successful, number one, they have a great product, and number two, they have to rely on people that they don't know to come verify that they have a great product. So if their friends and family were the only people that showed up to that restaurant, that would be dope. It would be cool. But that restaurant wouldn't be successful unless they got a family of thousands. So it takes complete strangers. I know this seems like it's a common sense idea, which it is, but we don't take this common sense idea to our own dreams and visions. That's why I always tell you, like, cool if your family supports you. Like, I know emotionally it means more to you. It means something to you. But logically, it doesn't matter if they do or they don't. If you have a great product, a great brand, a great thing, like, strangers will verify that. So this restaurant, like, my favorite barbecue restaurants, they got a mean brisket. Their barbecue sauce is spectacular. Beautiful. But they also have a whole bunch of strangers that come in there and say, yes, this is good. Okay? Back to the book. If they had depended on their loved ones to carry out their vision, their tables would be empty every night. This happened to me too. There were and still are so many people who are close to me who have never come to hear me speak or subscribe to my digital content. I heard a lot of crickets before I ever had anything close to a following. For a long time, too. Trust me. No harsh feelings. The point of this chapter is that I now understand why that was. And it's so true, y'all. Like, I'm not exempt from that. Never was exempt from that. There's people, man, that are so close to me that have never showed up for me, never supported me. I don't take it personal either. Like, it doesn't change my friendship towards them. I just realize that it's not for them. And it's cool. But it's funny, a lot of times, though, when it's popular to support me, meaning that when it's like something, like I'm on a TV station or I'm this or I'm that, oh, that's my boy. That's Trey. Because they want to join in on the celebration. That's what a lot of people will do. When it's popular to support you, they will. Right? When it's not popular to support you, they won't support you. And so you got to understand that. But you can't take it personal. And I don't take it personal because I know that there's a world full of strangers that need my message. Because my vision is so big that it's bigger than my family. And I'm glad my immediate family supports me. Like, don't get it twisted. But, like, my outside, like, circle and outside people. And people, if you listen to this episode, you know who you are. You know what you do. So, you know, the shoe fits, wear it. But if the shoe don't fit, you know what you do. You know you support. And I appreciate that. But a lot of people will say they're proud of you, but they never support you. So I have people reach out to me all the time wanting certain things or wanting tickets to events, but they've never bought a t-shirt. They've never, you know, liked the post. They never shared anything. But yet when it's beneficial for them to be a part of something that I'm doing, they want to be a part of it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I say no. What you learn in this book, I say no unapologetically, and I feel no ways about it. You created that no. I'm not going to be used. All right, I'm getting distracted, y'all. Let me get back to this book. Now, let me be clear about something. What I'm describing, this disconnect from those closest to you, listen, it doesn't apply across the board. Sometimes those close to you will support your dreams, even if it seems crazy. My mom, rest in peace, mommy, did that for me. I got some close friends. What up, Corey? That did that for me across the board. Plenty other close friends too. I would be on here naming a million. What up, Brenda? Got a lot of close people to me. My family. They really did that. My aunt, what up, Aunt Pat, if you listen to this? I appreciate you. Sometimes those close to you will support your dream, even if it seems crazy. My mom did that for me. She didn't see the vision of me speaking around the world, but she believed me when I told her that I was meant for more. It might also be the case that you're married or in a close partnership, and you can't exactly change course and start striving in a new direction all of a sudden, all in secret. But if you share it, you might be afraid that your new vision will be met with something along the lines of, I'm not sure if that makes sense for us or if we even have time. We have to pay bills, they're due. We just don't have the room to start something new. If this is the case for you, my advice would be to put the work in to figure out how your vision can work with everyone's needs and lean into your openness and patience to have a real conversation and maintain your unity. Keep your respect for each other front and center. You'll find a way. Finally, I'm going to ask you to put yourself on the other side of it. What if your spouse or a close friend or your child, young or grown, comes to you with a new vision, with excitement, with a dream, and a gleam in their eyes? Unfortunately, there are many people out there who will unintentionally crush dreams because they just can't see them coming to fruition. They might mean well. They might be looking to protect their loved ones, but they end up dampening and diminishing their visions forever. If you are that parent, that spouse, that friend, please try to become more open-minded. Understand what you want for them might not be best for them. I'm going to say this again for the people in the back. What you want for them might not be best for them. Make room for their dreams and visions. And remember that everybody who ever achieved anything great was once in a position where their deeds were only far off dreams. Even if you doubt that your friend or loved one will truly be able to achieve their dreams, know that they'll learn a great deal in the attempt. And if you're someone who has had bad luck with sharing your visions with people too close to you or those who are not meant to hear them, try becoming quieter. And rather than telling them, show them instead. Stop talking and start creating. I said, stop talking and start creating. In this world, stop talking, typing, and start creating. But not for them, for yourself. On the list of people you're trying to prove things to, you know who should be at the top of that list? Yep, you got it right. You. My friend, this is a reading from my new book, Protect Your Peace, that comes out within a week, and it's available for pre-order now. If you listen to this after March 5th, it's available now. And there's so many great principles in this book that's going to open your life. And I know you probably felt the energy in me reading this, but I just want to remind you, like, the person you should be proving something to is yourself. And I want to reiterate, like, I know it feels good when you have everybody around you supporting you and wanting the best for you and believing in you. Trust me, I know. But at the end of the day, if you have that belief in yourself and you have that belief in your mission and your dream and your vision, like, and you, like, really have that belief, like, you don't retreat from it. There's no halfway in effort. You're fully bought in. That's when it becomes possible. That's when you move towards the reality of it. That's when you move towards from dreaming it towards actually living it. And this is coming from a person that's actually done it time and time again. So I know how it feels not to have certain people support you. I know how it feels to want people support you. But as my famous quote says, like, you might want their support, but you don't need their support. You might want their support, but you don't need their support. So keep on trusting your vision. Keep on giving your vision to the world. And let's live by that, man. Less announcements and more achievements. Stop talking and start creating. And at the top of the list, you should want to impress yourself more than anybody else. You should not want to let yourself down and stop worrying about letting everybody else down. The only failure that exists is the person that doesn't try. Go try more. Go do more. Because you will achieve more. Because you're made for more. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. Share this with somebody that you love. Make sure you tag me on social media at Trent Shelton Podcast on Instagram, at Trent Shelton Podcast, at Trent Shelton. And let me know your takeaways. You know, share this with somebody. Don't just share it to say listen, but share why, you know, because that's what's going to make people really listen. When you share, hey, I want you to listen to this episode because of this. And thanks for being a hero in people's lives, man. I appreciate y'all. I'll see you soon. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number and how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.